Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say hi to Tony.
Tony, you from Bayview.
Hey, how are you doing, Radar and Elizabeth?
Hey, we're doing well, Dad. Happy early Father's Day. I know we're going to celebrate with you at the Brewers game on Sunday, but we were talking about what made your dad so mad, and you raised four daughters. Do you remember how often you were getting mad at all of us?
I don't think all that much, but you know, at certain times, certain situations, you know, as a parent, sometimes you just, you know, react.
Tony, I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a second. You're such a nice guy. You never got mad at your daughters.
I wouldn't call it mad, but I think it's just part of the discipline and the raising of children.
Okay.
And you just have to express, you know, certain frustrations.
Well, Dad, there are two stories that come to mind about things that I did when I was younger where I do remember you getting pretty mad. And you were growing up a great dad. Like you were pretty patient. I mean, we knew if we showed any tears in front of you that you immediately would soften up immediately.
Dad's crack with that.
Mom would not soften up if we cried. Dad would soften up.
Yeah, that's very true. She was the tough one, and I was the good cop, bad cop, however you want to call
right.
it, the situation.
Right. So, Dad, definitely. Two of the stories. One, when I it was on purpose. It wasn't accidental. When I let Rachel's guinea pig loose in the yard because I was jealous of Gina the guinea pig Rachel was giving this guinea pig so much attention.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, whatever, Gina, go free into the world. Be gone. Do you remember when you were looking for Gina? What is your version of that story? And when did you realize that I was the one that had messed up here?
I remember I had come home and Rachel was frantically saying, Gina's missing. Gina's missing. How can Gina be missing? She was in a glass aquarium and guinea pigs, they can't climb out of there. They can't jump out of there. And so we were looking around in the house and I had had a couple minutes. I left work, came home to get some lunch, so I didn't have a lot of time. Got to be here. Did one of you have it on your lap and just put it down, go in the kitchen or anything? And as I was asking these questions, you started to become a little bit more agitated. I said, this just can't, something's not right here. Then you said, well, I don't know, maybe Gina got out of the house, which again, logically, I said, how would Gina get up, open up a doorknob, and get out of the house?
I don't know, Dad. Maybe that's just what happened. So it was pretty obvious.
Then I could tell your little guilty side starting a little bit.
Uh-oh.
And said, well, let's go out in the backyard. Let's just check. Maybe Gina is outside.
And what did I say? What was I doing then? Because I remember being like, no, don't go outside by the tree.
Yeah. And sure enough, we went out, and then there's Gina. And then you broke down, started crying. And of course, at that point, I was like, okay, we found Gina. That's the most important thing.
But Dad, the version of the story that I do remember is I remember you kind of got down on your knees and you looked at me and you said, Elizabeth, do you know where Gina is? And I was like, I don't want to tell you because you're going to get mad. And you said to me, I won't get mad at you if you just tell me.
No, I know.
And you did. You got so mad at me. I'm like, you said you weren't going to be mad.
You broke the promise, Dad.
Okay, Dad. Now, we did find Gina, and I loved Gina, but I was just jealous of Gina, as he said. What about the one summer when I met those boys when we were camping up in Door County, and I spent like all month long, me and my cousin Jenny, calling these boys long distance in Appleton, and we didn't know what long distance was. We didn't know that was even a thing. And then you got so upset because you opened a $600 long distance phone bill.
What?
Well, like anything at that point, I mean, you know, an unexpected expense and, you know, kids, and we're sending you guys to private school and everything else.
I know, I heard all about it.
And this is like, what, 30 years ago or so?
Yeah.
I mean, back then, $600 went a long way.
No cell phones, no free phones, you know, long distance.
But how did you feel, Dad, when you were asking me, whose 920 number is this? Who is this person? Yeah. And I said, it's a boy I met camping. How did you feel?
Well, I was like, oh, my God. You know, Elizabeth, being a girl and boys, and that you guys just loved exploring, doing all that stuff. And
blowing Dad's money on long-distance phone calls, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
At first, I you know, called the phone company. Phone company, yes, these were initiated from your phone, everything else. And
wait, you did that? You called your...
Are you sure?
You thought...
Are you sure these charges are for me? That's what you did? You called the phone company?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And then, at that point, 20, 30-minute phone calls, and I'm going, who the heck is talking for 20, 30 minutes? And...
Oh my God! You were probably thinking like, oh my gosh, was Mom talking to somebody she shouldn't be? How and when did you figure out it was me?
Well,
you started crying again, didn't she?
Somebody has made these calls and would need to know who did it.
I remember that at the kitchen table. I remember the bill was on the table. Dad's like banging his hand on the bill, and he's like, "Who made these calls?" Well, and I was always the one on the phone.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you knew it was me,
and you started sweating first, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
The thing though is raising your girls was never that difficult.
Yo, I know.
Oh.
Dad, are you crying?
Just a little.
Just a little bit. He's proud of his girls.
I am, and you know that you found your passion.
Yes, absolutely, she did.
Dad, that's one of the dad sayings you always say. You're like, see your future, be your future, follow your passions.
That's
people always give you a lot of credit for having had five sisters and no brothers, and then God gave you four daughters and no sons, and all of the experiences that we went through. We couldn't have asked for a better dad. And what's your joke about your name, Tony? You say, what about the why?
Well, that's what the doctor said. He said, the reason you only have girls is that the only Y you have is in your name.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it is. Everything's X.
Well, happy Father's Day, Dad. I love you. Thanks for being on the show and sharing those fun stories. And I will see you at the Brewers game on Sunday.
Happy Father's Day, Tony. Thanks for joining the show.
Looking forward to it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.